Nolte, mood is really grim at imploding Washington Post. By John Nolte on December 15, 2022. More bad news is coming from the imploding resistance force that calls itself the Washington Post. On Wednesday, Breitbart News informed you that the Washington Post, a far-left propaganda outlet devoted to spreading lies and conspiracy theories, has lost 500,000 subscribers since January 2021. This drops its subscription base to just 2.5 million. The Post also announced to its staff of entitled resistance babies on Wednesday that layoffs were coming to its 2,500-person workforce. No numbers were yet available on the layoffs. All we know is that it will be a single percentage, 1 to 9%, of the current workforce. The response from our journalist elites was exactly what you'd expect from entitled babies. Look at that video. Yes, America, these are the people infesting all of the corporate media. There are no adults anymore. And now we are learning, and from the failing NLAL, no less, that things are really grim at the Post. The mood is really grim, a staffer told NLAL. People are just so livid right now. It's bad. Just bad. More. Staffers at the Washington Post are livid at publisher Fred Ryan. That's according to conversations I had on Wednesday with nearly a dozen employees at the Post who expressed fury at the way Ryan announced in a town hall that the company would undergo layoffs in early 2023. Ryan said that the layoffs would only amount to a single-digit percentage of the workforce and that the overall size of the company would not shrink, given there would be reinvestments in other areas. But none of that quelled outrage from staffers. The staffers at the Post, who were already seeking answers over the way their colleagues who worked on the now-canceled Sunday magazine were summarily let go late last month, were aghast at the way Ryan conducted himself in the town hall, they told me. He does this whole dog and pony show about how things are going great and then drops at the end that he's going to cut the workforce, and then he refuses to take questions, one staffer told me. Twice I have worked for a company that went through massive layoffs. It is not pretty. Granted, I didn't work at some fancy newsroom. Both were collection agencies. Nevertheless, we grubby, low-life, uneducated, unsophisticated bill collectors behaved like adults, not like a bunch of babies who thought they were, harumph, 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 entitled to the job and answers right now, harumph, harumph, harumph. Of course, we were angry and scared. Of course, we groused amongst ourselves. We still acted like adults. Hey, welcome to the real world, you sheltered, smug, overeducated, spoiled, elitist prigs. Yep, this is how the real world operates. It sucks. Life is hard. Nothing's fair. At least you losers will get some severance. In the real world, all the rest of us get is a box and a guy to watch us clean out the office to ensure we don't snatch a stapler. And what's with all the shock and surprise? Not that I blame them if they don't, but does anyone at the Washington Post read the New York Times, which fired up a warning flare back in August about the Post losing money? In the real world, when we hear about financial problems, adults do two things. One, try to prove our value to the company to survive the layoffs. And two, prepare a lifeboat by saving money and making connections with other potential employers. How many of these idiots at the Post did that? These people know nothing about reality. It's just prep school, university J school, and right into the velvet bubble of journalism. No real life experience, no understanding of how the world works. No nothing other than that they deserve this job, this life, this status, this privilege. Well, if the Post didn't suck at what it does, if the people who worked for the Post didn't suck at what they do, they might not have lost those subscribers and by extension their jobs. Maybe stop doing this. Russia collusion hoax. Hands up, don't shoot hoax. Jussie Smollett hoax. Covington KK kids hoax. Very fine people hoax. 7-hour gap hoax. Global warming hoax. Russian bounties hoax. Trump trashes troops hoax. Policemen killed at mostly peaceful January 6th protest hoax. Rittenhouse hoax. Eating while black hoax. Border agents whipping illegals hoax. NASCAR news hoax. The Georgia Jim Crow 2.0 hoax. Trump assaulted Secret Service agents and grabbed steering wheel of beast hoax. Frame McGough for alleged Paul Pelosi assault narrative. I know you won't. Anyway, welcome to the real world, babies. Good luck and Merry Christmas. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.